Jayco Newcastle's huge 2017 clearance sale is on now.
If your favourite player's on the gear or a sporting star's drunk too much beer, if the Jets and Knights win or come up short, you'll hear all about it in a Spin On Sport.
J.R. Spin On Sport. J.R. Spin On Sport.
Say what?
Long-time listeners may remember this time last year I released my debut single inspired by the sporting events of 2016. Billy Joel has never sounded the same since. But in a classic case of second single syndrome, I haven't been able to repeat the success of last year's breakout hit. That was until I heard a song on the radio from Ed Sheeran. And you know what? From there, my yearly review of 2017's biggest sporting events just seemed to write itself.
He played 5'8" and in Origin, but the Knights had to let go of Jared Mullen. Crossed him off the list for using Dross down alone. Can't get his physio on the phone. Newcastle had 7 wins. Well done to the Knights, although, let's be honest, 2 of those were buys. Melbourne Storm won the comp, but not before Tony Abbott picked a fight with Macklemore. We saw Fatty got the sack from the footy show, and Tonga went to the World Cup with Tao Malolo. Westport, the Knights, will be better soon. I just hope we don't win another wooden spoon. You know the Floyd Mayweather hit an Irish man, but they still paid McGregor $100 million. Punching Pacquiao a world champion was born. I'm looking at you, Jeff Horn.
It's a Spin On Sport.
Vegas next year, Horny.
With Spin On Sport. With JR.
Well, we got beaten at home and we got beaten away, but not since the Jets got a coach called Rene. With the Scottish aboard, the Jets have started to soar. Stellar dwellers no more, Newcastle knows how to score. I never thought that I would see Usain Bolt get beat. When he did, I'm not surprised it was by a drug cheat. Richmond won the AFL and the party was sweet, until a topless model started getting retweets. Played netball for Australia, Sam Poolman, and our cliff diving champions, Rhiannon Ifland. And even though Ange Postecoglou's had enough, the Socceroos are in the World Cup.
It's a Spin On Sport.
Don't forget the Matildas.
With J.R.R.R.R.R. Spin On Sport.
They bloody brained it this year.
With J.R.R.R.R.
Well, Ben Simmons has become an NBA star. He's had more triple-doubles than Steve G at the bar. The cricket's on KO. If you think it's crap, doesn't matter, you can always download the app. And just when you think all the scandals are past, Newcastle goes and hosts the Supercars. James Warburton, will you be my friend? Maybe not if you live in the East End. We're near the ending of my Spin On Sport, and we'll start next year on the tennis court. Wishing hopefully the first story that we hear is the end of Bernard Tomic's career.
It's a Spin On Sport.
Go and play tennis.
With JR.
Oh, well done.
Thinking a ballad for 2018?
Yes,
love it. That's 12 months away.
Awesome. Where can we buy the single, JR?
Well, I think we can download it, can't we? We'll work on that.
Excellent.
Merry
we'll
Christmas,
talk to
JR.
Ed Sheeran's people. I'm sure he'll be agreeable.
There's JR's Spin On Sport for the final time here in 2017. JR will obviously be back in the new year with Tenure and Steve.
Oh, will he?